Good morning, Ryerson. I'm Rose Marakpan.
I'm Denise Paglinawan.
And I'm Larry Hang. You're tuned in to the November 28th Rye Report.
Today, we'll be bringing you updates on the Student Choice Initiative, another upcoming student strike, the Raptors game against the 76ers, and some incidents involving fecal matter at two Toronto universities.
But first, a victory for student groups on campus. Students won a court battle on Thursday when the Ontario Divisional Court ruled Premier Doug Ford's Student Choice Initiative unlawful. The policy debuted in Ontario universities at the beginning of the 2019 fall semester and allowed students to opt out of fees that were once mandatory. These fees include levies for student groups across campus, including the Ryerson Students Union, the campus radio station, and student newspaper, The Eye Opener.
The Ryerson Student Strike Group attended the RSU semi-annual general meeting last night in hopes to pressure the union into organizing another strike. Following the one-day strike in the beginning of November, the group plans to hold a three-day strike in March of next year. The group will hold the strike in an effort to stop Doug Ford's cuts to education. The November 6th Day of Action was voted upon by students in a general assembly held in early October.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
That is likely one of the most recognizable moments in Toronto sports history. The moment still sends shivers down the spines of basketball fans everywhere. The Toronto Raptors faced off against the Philadelphia 76ers on Monday night. It was their first matchup since Kawhi Leonard hit a historic game winner in the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals last season. Still without glue guy Kyle Lowry and energetic big man Serge Ibaka, the Raptors managed to hold off Philly in a 101-96 win at Scotiabank Arena. Philly's Joel Embiid was held to 0 points on the night, while Raptors' interim powerhouse duo of Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam helped the Raptors advance to a 12-4 record on the year.
Ryerson Provost and Vice President Academic Michael Benrock will be leaving Ryerson next year. Benrock has been appointed as the University of Manitoba's President and Vice Chancellor and will start his new position in July. He will remain as Ryerson's Provost and Vice President Academic until May. A search committee was established on November 21st to find Benrock's replacement following his announcement to leave. Meanwhile, we have some good news for all you vegans out there. KFC and A&W announced that they will be serving plant-based chicken products following consumer demand for meat alternatives. KFC did a test run of its plant-based chicken sandwich and popcorn chicken yesterday at its Mississauga location. On December 2nd, A&W will start selling its plant-based chicken nuggets at its Ontario and BC locations.
Police have made an arrest in connection to the feces assault at York University and University of Toronto. 23-year-old Samuel Opoku was arrested last night around the Queen Street West and Spadina Avenue area. According to the Toronto Police Service, Opoku has been charged with 5 counts of assault with a weapon and 5 counts of mischief interfere with property. The first incident occurred on Friday, November 22nd in the University of Toronto John P. Robarts Research Library. The second incident happened on November 24th in York's Scott Library. The most recent alleged incident of feces being poured took place at College Street and McCall Street. Here's an interview by the Toronto Sun of Toronto Police Officer Victor Kwong.
You know, something like this we deal with all the time for all kinds of crimes. Whether it's people who haven't seen it, people who don't believe it possibly could be the person that they know that looks similar to that. But we are asking everyone to please take a look, as we do in all of our public appeals. Please take a look and help us identify this person. We want to get to this person to stop future reoccurrences, and also if it's the criminal system that they need, great. If it's mental health, we need to get them that help too.
Opoku was scheduled to appear in court yesterday, November
27th. I'm Denise Paglinawan.
I'm Rosemary Akpan.
And I'm Larry Hang. This was your November 28th Rye Report. Thanks for tuning in.